a stone jar or something and put your thumb in it, put sweet potato peelings in it. Mm-hmm. And put it in a jar or something and let it sour. They call that persimmon beer.
How does that taste?
I don't know, I ain't never tasted it. But I've heard people talk about it. I've seen Mama make it, you know, uh-huh. For people that did like it, you know, and had it sometime when we'd have company, you know, something like that, you know. But I never did taste it.
It seems like it tastes awfully strong.
It looks like it would, too.
Sam, you might say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is
pure.
But this is
genuine maple.
Okay. And say if something was cooking and made a good impression, you'd tell someone just that. Just
got it done.
Or just that. Did you say just smell that or smell
that?
Yeah,
say it smells good, or that smell mighty good you got cooking up.
Uh-huh. And you say when sugar wasn't packaged, but when they sold it, weighed it out of the barrel, you'd say it was sold how?
With a pound.
Or sold in... Did you ever hear sold loose? Or sold in.
I remember when he used to sell coffee, green coffee, and it, bring it home, mm-hmm. and Mama would take it and put it on the old stove, a wooden stove, mm-hmm. on top of pull out the ashes in the fireplace. And she'd brown that coffee, and she had a mill beside the wall. You'd grind it like that. And you could grind it any grind you wanted, you know, where it fine. Was a little thing on the mill where you could set it. And just grind it until it was ground. And then you'll make a pot bush, take a cup of that coffee, mm-hmm. and put it in the pot and boil it.
Do you ever hear the expression, sugar was sold in bulk?
That's what when you buy a 100-pound sack of sugar. I used to can a lot, and we'd buy 100-pound, they'd call it bulk.
Something that you have on the table to season food with.
Pepper, salt.
Okay. And this is something, it's a sweet spread you can make out of fruit. Put on toast in the morning.
Jelly.
Okay. And say if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd say, Give me
an apple, or may I have an apple?
Okay. And you say...
Or can I have an apple?
Okay. And you say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
Somebody else's boy.
Or it wasn't one of these, it must have been one of...
The neighbors or something.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
Next time.
Or
down the road, across the field.
Or way...
Way over yonder.
Okay. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it...
Some other way.
Or do it this...
This way. Hmm? This way.
Okay. And say, if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
Poor.
And you say, if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man. What? You say life is hard on a man.
He's rich.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
orchard.
And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor.